it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome back to the show. 4 minutes past five. A-League Finals playoffs are upon us. Going to be knockout elimination finals across the weekend. Going to be huge here in Melbourne. Amy Park should be packed to the absolute rafters. For the Derby City taking on Victory, Paul Izzo is charged with the responsibility of keeping Melbourne City out in goal for Victory. And he has been good enough to join us on the show. Hey, big fella, thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
What a final to have. I mean, it's such a tight season it's been, particularly for places kind of, you know, 3 to 7 or 8. There's been nothing between a lot of you this year. And to find yourself with the cards falling that we have a Melbourne derby for the elimination final, it doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure as soon as that would have panned out. You know, a lot of the fans of the league would have been buzzing to see it. We know we are particularly excited because it's a derby, and yeah, there's no better way to begin our momentum with obviously a big win.
And the game's been moved back a couple of hours just to cover for the Orthodox Easter festivities that go on. And also I think it's a really good move because of domestic and grassroots football. They just wanted to allow a little bit more time so fans could get to the game. So from where I sit, that seems like a good decision. Does it have, is it of any relevance from a playing perspective?
Yeah, no, it's good to see every now and then that common sense, you know, kind of prevails in this league.
Hello.
No, really happy with that. But yeah, of course, we want as many numbers as we can inside the stadium because, like you said, it's a derby and everyone deserves a chance to come and show their support and witness, hopefully, a fantastic game.
What do you take out of the games that you two have played between one another throughout the season?
Look, it's been, you know, I think like probably we got the upper hand against them in two of the games. But, you know, there was one game the second time we played where, you know, we probably weren't at our best and we were probably lucky to get away with a draw. So we're clearly aware of how dangerous they are. They've got extreme quality in their side. So, like I said, it's going to be a great game for the neutral to watch and obviously for both sets of supporters.
And you're coming off a loss last round. Is there any relevance to that as well? What does that mean in regards to the psyche coming into the finals?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we want to build momentum, you know, with the last game of the season going into finals with a nice win. I think we're on track for that until, you know, we kind of let that go. But look, at the same time, there's a lot of positives to take out of that game. And, you know, it could be good to have kind of a bit of a wake-up call as well before we enter crunch time in finals. And yeah, so we'll take that as we go.
Yeah.
Paul, do you like the finals setup? Obviously, a lot of leagues around the world just, you know, play through the regular season and the team on top is crowned at the end of all of that. We do it differently here in Australia. Do you like it?
Yeah, to be honest, like, I think it's just part of Australian culture to have a final series, and I think they're going to make a bigger deal of, you know, the teams that win the league, because that's, like, you know, that's rightfully deserved, and it's obviously a harder accomplishment to win the league over the course of a season. So I think that needs to be put a bit more higher on the pedestal, but also at the same time, finals kind of campaign is, I think, good for the league and for fans that were trying to get into supporting the A-League, because they'll, you know, they'll draw commons with the, you know, AFL and rugby and whatever. But it's also common in overseas to have, like, top six playoffs where the top six just play amongst themselves for the final games. So it's not too dissimilar as well.
Well, how do you you look through the a lot of the games just round by round this season, and it looks like scoring, I haven't done the deep dive into the numbers, but it looks like chances being created and goals being scored is has been a bit on the rise this season. Are we reading that right? I mean, you obviously stand there and see the ball coming at you. Have the sort of scoring opportunities been created? Teams playing a bit more adventurously this year?
You could say so. I think each year the league, you know, I think it doesn't get its the reputation doesn't do itself justice. I think it's getting better and better each year on the field. Obviously, there's a lot of drama off the field with it, but I think the quality of football is still there. Attacking players, you know, you're getting a lot of new young players as well coming in, so it's helping a lot as well. So I think it's just a matter of keeping that flow going, yeah.
And you had a win as well by the tribunal in Jason Guerrier. Now, my understanding is, and you can help me out here, had a red card that was deemed a two-matcher, and it's been downgraded to only the one match. So that means he's going to be available, which I'm sure you'd be wrapped with that. But what did you make of the incident and the outcome?
I think I'll just say a similar kind of answer I said before. You know, it's good to see common sense prevail every now and then again.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're buzzing to have Jason back, rightfully so, and yeah.
You've said enough, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hey, take a seat. I know you haven't been there for throughout the duration of Lee Broxham's career. Not many people at Melbourne Victory had. He's seen a few come and go on his way at the club, but the stalwarts announced that this will be it at the end of the season. Give us a sense of somebody who's, you know, been at the club for a short period of time, what this fella has come to mean to Melbourne Victory.
For me, when I was my first year at the club, obviously, meeting Broxy, immediately from the get-go, you see what is required and what it means to be, I guess, a Victory player, because he just sums it all up in himself. I think, you know, last night, Kyle Valeri did an unbelievable speech about Broxy, and, you know, the moral of it was, you know, just be like Broxy. That's the Victory way. I can't say enough about Broxy and his presence just in the change room itself, even though he's probably not had the minutes he's wanted this year. But I think his professionalism and everything has kept him going, and it's been, you know, it's admirable, yeah.
Paul Izzo, the Melbourne Victory keeper, joining us on the show. Elimination final this Sunday against Melbourne City. It was Victory medal night last night.
Yes.
Paul, and I noticed that Damien De Silva goes back-to-back and a wonderful player. He is. But just scrolling through the honour roll of winners in the men's Victory medal list, I don't see any goalkeepers there.
Paul. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a little conspiracy. So
what's going on there? How did you poll last night? Were you in the mix throughout the count, or what happened there?
I didn't see my name up there too much, but look, at the end of the day, you know, that's part of the life, being a goalkeeper. You're the backbone, and you just cop it. That's it.
No, come on, be honest with us. Are you routinely underestimated?
I would have thought so.
Regard for goalkeepers is not where it should be within clubland around the world?
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, it's a weird one. If the goalkeeper's the best player of the season, that means your team's done pretty average, I reckon. So, you know, I think we've had a good season this year. So, it's good to see an outfield player, I guess, reaping the rewards.
But we see you back there, and you're directing traffic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't clearly see what you're communicating with the fellas, but it seems like you're providing some instructions, and it goes beyond just getting a glove on the ball.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, look, everyone plays a role, and I mean, I'm just happy to do what I can do for the team. I mean, individual awards and all that stuff hasn't really fazed me too much my whole career. For me, it's mainly the end goal at the end of the season, lifting up the big trophy together as a team. And I think, I mean, if you ask Damien, he'd probably trade his award last night happily for a grand final medal.
Some players aren't necessarily that way inclined, though, Paul. I mean, the bloke I'm sharing the room with, No, you didn't mind. If your team couldn't win a trophy, you didn't mind sort of stat racking a bit. And if you couldn't win the trophy, you wouldn't mind walking away with a couple of things dangling around your neck.
It's not funny.
Why are you laughing then? But Paul, your position taken there is that's exactly why we think that goalkeepers are underestimated in the K, because it's selfless. It's self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. It's a team-first mentality. And I, for one, think that, you know, those who are awarding votes when it comes to things like the victory medal need to take all of this stuff into account.
Yeah, well, the people that were given the votes for the coaching staff, so if you want to have a word with the boss, I guess. But,
it's a bit intimidating.
I'll leave that to you guys.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to argue the toss with him. Hey, just before we let you go, we've been banging on a bit. The under 23, the failed campaign to through the Asian Championships, and the non-selection of Nestori Irinkunda in that team initially. You've seen him when he's got the ball at his feet and he's coming at you at 1,000 miles an hour, and the way he can set up other team. Now Adelaide haven't made the playoffs, but from your perspective, how gifted is this kid?
Yeah, no, honestly, I think he's the best I've seen for a while. I mean, at the start, he was very raw, and he still is at the moment. But, like, you can see the progress he's made from last season to this season. So I think for him, it's just a matter of being managed right, on the field, but particularly off the field as well. People putting the right messages in his head. And at the end of the day, it's down to him, because it's him that's got himself into this position. And he can have all the advice from all the experts and all this and that, all across the league and the world, whatever, but at the end of the day, it's down to him. So, yeah.
That'll do. That's good. And last one from me, before, just on a bigger picture again. You've been playing at the professional level for, 12 or 13 years now, and you've been, you've taken your game not only here in Australia but around the world. We had Zeljko Kalats on the show a couple of weeks ago, big spider. You would know, very, very well. Mm. And he was talking about, youth development and young players coming through the game. And he said a bit of them were, some of them were a bit soft. Some of the parents get involved and the training standards back in
not
the day.
Not working hard enough.
Yeah, were a bit harder, and that brought out the best in players that maybe some Australian players now aren't being, put through the ringer the way the golden generation was once upon a time. From your observation, do the young players coming into the game, do they want it all without necessarily doing all of the hard work that maybe some of their forebears have done?
I can kind of agree with a bit of what Spider said. I know when I was like 17, 18, I was on a pro contract, but I was still sitting in the kit room with the other young boys, until I was accepted into the first team change room.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. A lot's changed, and I don't know if it's like, I wouldn't say it's soft, but like, I don't know, times have changed, a lot's different now. And I don't know, I think there needs to be a bit of a mix between that mentality to come bring a bit back and, lighten it up a bit as well.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, yeah.
It's a tough game, and it's a big, broad word out there, and it's very, very competitive, as I'm sure it will be on Sunday twilight when you kick off at about 5 o'clock. Paul, we wish you and your victory teammates all the very best. It's been a rollicking season, and hardly there hasn't been much between a lot of teams in the comp this year. You've survived. You get through an elimination final, and in front of what's going to be a packed house, we wish you all the very best, mate. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Paul.
Good luck, mate.
Paul Izzo, goalkeeper for Melbourne Victory. There'll be some tickets available, but I reckon if you're thinking it might be a good idea to get along there on Sunday, you might want to get a hold of those tickets very, very quickly, because they will be snapped up pronto.